It has been nearly 2 years since the 14th of February revolution began in Bahrain. Pro-democracy protesters came out in their tens of thousands, calling for an end to the dictatorial and brutal Al Khalifa regime. The demonstrators were violently suppressed by the regime's security forces, and the famous Pearl Roundabout, which became a symbol of the revolution, was demolished. Since then, peaceful protests have remained in full swing, despite the regime's use of force. Over 100 activists have been killed, and many more have been detained and tortured. The growing list of human rights abuses and violations has alarmed rights campaigners, who call on the international community to act against the Bahraini government's brutality and oppression.
To highlight the Bahraini struggle, a special seminar is being held by the Bahraini pro-democracy group at a university in central London. The event aims to promote an understanding of the roots and prospects of the Bahraini revolution.
Speakers discussed the political and human rights crisis in Bahrain. There was a big emphasis on the double standards of Western countries when it came to being silent on human rights abuses.
If we uphold the rule of international law, if we stand for freedom and democracy, we can't be partial as to where we apply those principles. That democracy in Bahrain is just as legitimate as democracy in Europe. And therefore, we need to get our government to change its position with regard to Bahrain if we really care for the way people view our own country and values.
With the mainstream media focused on other Arab countries, Bahrain has suffered from little media attention. This, experts believe, has helped shield the crimes of the Bahraini government.
People are still in jail, people are still getting killed, we are losing people every day, people are still are running away, hiding from government, they are sleeping in the graveyards, many prisoners are still in jail, people are being dismissed from their job, mosques has been demolished, people are not allowed to demonstrate, no freedom of speech. All of that, all in all, it's absolutely, we live in the dark.
The Bahrain Revolution Week in London will be hosting more events, exhibitions and rallies in the days to come. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV, London.